Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at getting the most out of what we have and looking around to see what is available to us when we build our security programs. You know, I went paintballing over the weekend and went into one of the matches a little bit undergunned and a little bit low on ammo. And about I'm running, I'm dodging, and about a third of the way through the time, I ran out of freaking bullets, ran out of pellets, right? So, A, now I'm stocked up just in case. But B, what are you going to do, right? So I crouch, and I'm doing like the roll. And if you play paintball, as they shoot at you, right, not everyone will explode, so I'm bouncing the floor. So I'm like getting one here, getting one there, getting things together, and putting it in at the very last minute. I pop up, and I took at least one person out. Damn it, I took at least one person out before getting riddled with paint. So what does this have to do with security? I mean, this is my mindset whenever I'm doing anything, right? Whenever I'm running a process, it's like, get low, look what you got, and make the best of whatever you have. Even if that is like pellets on the ground. So oftentimes, with information security, we're thinking we need to buy this, or we need to buy that, or we'll only be secure if we put in place this firewall, or the logging and the auditing and the monitoring and all the detective controls that we need, right, probably are just lying around the ground around us. Now, you may look at me and go, Wolf, you're insane. I am under budget. I don't have people. I don't have enough tools. You're talking like a man. And I'll agree, we all are. We all could use a little bit extra money. We could all use a little bit extra time. We could all use a little bit extra people. But if you look at things like the Columbia Sportswear incident, which I talked about a little while ago, that's auditing and exchange, right? We have exchange. It's auditing. If you look at the event that happened with Anthem, that's, you know, enabling additional authentication. That's doing additional monitoring on the SQL database. If you look at most breaches would have been detected had people enabled the security settings in place, or would have been prevented had people put in place the patches. The bullets are all around us. All we have to do is crouch low, pick up what we got, and try and survive. That's my two cents. It's incredibly optimistic, but it is a Friday. It's a beautiful day, and I'm running into a weekend. So what do you think? What type of controls are all around us that we can scoop up and utilize and make our program better? Hit me up in comments or in social media. Am I insane? Am I overly optimistic? The answer is yes. But you can hit me up on social media about that as well. All right. Cheers.